Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv, Nat and Emma with your 9am Zedlines. Labor has just announced their first candidates for the 2024 Brisbane City Council election ahead of next year's March poll. The five candidates will run in Brackenridge, Enoggera, Hamilton, Northgate and Marchant, which are all LNP held areas. Council's Labor opposition leader, Jared Cassidy, said the candidates are locally minded community members and will talk to suburbs about Labor's plans. Labor has not held a majority in the Brisbane City Council since 2006.
And in more local news, UQ's Underground Theatre Company has announced their first ever Auslan interpreted show. The company has worked with Australian organisation Deaf Connect to arrange for two interpreters who will work on the upcoming production of I'm With Her by Victoria Midwinter. The partnership was made possible by local Greens MP Michael Berkman and Elizabeth Watson-Brown through the Maiwa Community Grants Program.
In national news, a bill legislating the Voice to Parliament referendum has been passed in Parliament, confirming that Australians will vote yes or no for The Voice later this year. The bill was passed 52-19, supported by Labor and Liberal-led opposition, despite opposition leader Peter Dutton's outward support for the No campaign. The Voice to Parliament referendum will ask Australians whether an advisory body for First Nations people should be enshrined in the Constitution.
In more national news, the Beetaloo Basin in Northern Territory has caused a raise of concern, fear and oppression of fracking practices on Indigenous peoples and land. The productions in the basin were approved last month. However, dozens of traditional owners report that the Northern Land Council is no longer acting in their interests, with many Indigenous people saying they feel under pressure by the NLC to sign agreements with gas companies. Native title lawyer Dominique Beckett says the people there are opposed and fearful about the practices on their land as well as the scale of the operations. Scientists have also warned that the massive expansion of fracking at the basin will have an unexpected and unacceptable impact on the environment.
And in international news, the United States and China have made progress in stabilising their relations after diplomatic talks in Beijing on Monday. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken met China's President Xi Jinping to recommence communication despite their many disagreements. Blinken's Beijing trip was previously postponed due to the Chinese spy balloon incident in early January. Both sides described the meeting as candid, in-depth and constructive. The nations agreed to increase the number of flights between them to encourage humanities, educational and academic exchanges between their people.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is also in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.